Well, there's two parts to this question. Like, there's obviously the purists, the people that enjoy the aspect of the sport itself, and there's people like me that just enjoy like the marketing and everything in and around it. So it's just got to be that beautiful unison of something. Yeah. And like, Jake Paul's going to be a better fighter in 5 years' time, and Logan Paul's going to be a better fighter. Yeah. And whoever the next YouTuber is that's 15 years old, that's going to be the next guy that blow up. He might just start, instead of going to fucking yoga classes, he starts going to boxing classes.
Yeah.
So it's just going to get better and better. And I think it's going to be huge. Yeah. It's already huge.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Ice Project Trending, where Isaac and myself chat about things in culture, things on the internet, and Ice has got that more than a degenerate smile on his face at the moment.
Bad start. Yeah, more than degenerate, dropping tomorrow, Scopes Punters Club's merch. Hasn't dropped in a while, so I'm excited for this. Make sure you jump on 6 p.m. Going to make some doozy content about it today, so if you love the Scope, get in and around it 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, and if anyone was wondering, I'm the co-host that Ice has that isn't on the 30 under 30 Forbes list.
So yeah, yeah.
In case anyone was a bit confused, not quite there yet.
Hey, funny. I was in a public bar and someone go, "Oh, that's the guy that runs like YK." These boys are drunk.
Yeah.
Obviously, of what I want to say, like, "Oh, that's the guy that runs YKTR." Bro, and someone in the background goes, "Who, Lukey?" Fucking what? Who said that? Grateful.
Yeah, got him on the payroll. Set you up completely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting on the Forbes 30 under 30, I actually been throwing a bit of money at crypto. You don't like talking about it, and you'll touch on that today as well. I think that's good that you don't do that, because there's nothing worse than being hammered for things that you're not 100% all in on. So crypto, it's been like since within the last one, probably about a month, just before Jackson got here.
Yeah.
Crypto's gone through a bit of a wave. NFTs have gone through a bit of a wave. Talk about the current crypto situation.
Yes, so a lot of people want me to talk on sort of crypto, and we learned the lesson at the back of this after sports cards last year. Like, I was a guy that people were coming to for sports cards advice, but they didn't realize I'd done all these other things as well. So I'm just dollar cost averaging. I'm just HODL, which they call. I'm just holding on to your, and I'm just doing basic stuff. So I've got a little crew that I'm in on. When you said I'm not 100% in on, I feel like I am.
Like, no.
I believe.
Like, publicly, like, you're not trying to put the content out on it. That's what I meant by that.
And financial advice is scary, because like, a lot of people, I know a lot of people do what I say as well. So I don't want to be the person and go, "I'll go buy this," and they put their whole life savings into it as well. So I'm a little bit more aware of where I am in life in terms of where this podcast goes and who listens to me. But I'm just trying to self-educate, follow Fortify on Instagram. I follow a lot of his advice. A lot of it's, I don't day trade. I'm not into Forex or anything like that. Not against anything that Forex traders, I had a bunch of them chasing after me after last time I said I'm not into Forex. I'm just not into day trading. I just believe in crypto, and I believe in decentralized finance over the long term. And I'm just putting a little bit of money into it weekly. So that's me.
That's it.
And saying that, I will make content on it a little bit later. But I just, I've got too much shit going on right now. I just don't want to be that guy that's answering 100 DMs about crypto on what platform do you use or what are you investing in? Because you just say the same shit over and over again. Yeah. So I think I've learned from the past, but it's a space that I'm super excited about. But if anything, just self-educate YouTube.
Yeah. And I think like the difference between crypto and sports cards 12 months ago is there's literally so much information on crypto out there on YouTube. Sports card, there was only really that one channel that was making, that sports card investor channel that was making sports card dedicated content. And I think he's probably had the best 12 months of his life off the back of riding that wave as well. But there's so many different channels and people that have been doing it for like since like the 2017 rise of crypto, people that have been in the game for that long. So there's so many different people that you can listen to.
Even earlier. Like there's tweets getting around from 2013 talking about it as well. So like learn about like if you want to learn about some stuff, look into Ethereum, understand what Ethereum is. Like people just see it as a coin. It's not. It's a blockchain. Look into what a smart contract is, look into what that is, and look into decentralized finance. So they reckon early on the way you made all your money in 13 and 12 was to have Bitcoin. The second time was to have Ethereum in the next bull run in 17. And they reckon this big one here, which is decentralized finance. So things like Chainlink and Uniswap. Just do some research on those types of things, and then it all starts to become a little bit interesting off the back of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put money into it that you can't afford. So I put disposable income that I know, like, if I could spend $500 on a night out, I can spend $500 on investing into my future. And the one thing I will say about crypto, it's made saving fun. Like saving has never been a thing that's been fun to do. So I'm happy to get my money in and start putting it there, because you can see it like sort of go up and down. And I've got enough in there where I've had some like really good days, and they're not crazy days, but like some days you can make like 3, 4, 5K, and then I've got friends that are making like 18K. So, and then you got that guy Fortify Sam, his big days are like 6 million. So
not a bad day.
I've seen enough to go, fuck, there's something in this.
Yeah. Jackson was saying this morning he wanted to be paid in crypto. Is that going to be a thing?
I think that's what he was trying to this is an interesting topic. So I was talking to Cheese a little bit a while ago, and me and him, we're not like super tight, but I think we think along the same line. So it's like me, Cheese, TJ Perenara is another guy who potentially will be coming to the NRL pretty soon. Kenny Bromwich is a fucking sniper. He's really smart in and around this space. And you can see why the Melbourne boys excel, because they value education. So whenever we've done sports cards, all the Melbourne boys were the best at it. We're doing crypto now. The Melbourne boys are the best at it. It's pretty crazy. But we're talking about this. I was like, geez, what about in your next contract? Why don't you negotiate 20% of it in Bitcoin, or why don't you 30%? Like, why don't you be the first athlete? Or obviously there's a few clubs chasing after him. I was like, why don't you do a media day where you do a big announcement and you got the sort of 4 or 5 hats, and we'll get someone to sponsor it. We'll get like a Neds to sponsor it, or a Sportsbet to sponsor it. Obviously you'd have to sign contracts where you can't be like telling people you're going to sign, because they're going to make money off it. But then you could also clip it as well. So he could potentially make, let's just make up numbers, like a 20, 25K off the back of an announcement, roll into a new contract, and he's the first guy that's signed, that's making Bitcoin type of money. And I'm thinking about, I'm like, fuck, when can Shopify, I haven't looked into it, but when can Shopify start accepting Bitcoin payments? Because as soon as they do, I'll be straight on.
You'd think they would, I reckon. I reckon there'd be some way you can add it. I
wonder if there's enough of a market here too. But like, I want to be the first brand that accepts Bitcoin, because
like, you can go buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. You can buy like a lot of high end,
they're very
like Lamborghini, or the high end dealers are like accepting it, because
yeah,
like people, the whole meme back in the day was you want to buy a Lambo and Lambo, be on the moon.
Yeah. So. No, it's interesting. Interesting space. I think it's going to be a lot bigger. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, cool. Rolling into our next topic, on the weekend we had the Jake Paul versus Ben Askren fight.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
Nah.
So I sat there from 11 o'clock until, it was cool. It was really weird. Like, it's not very often there's two live sporting events on at the exact same time fight-wise. Occasionally you get a boxing and a UFC fight.
Is that on purpose, or is that just?
I think it was, because it pretty much started as Rob Whittaker was walking out for his fight in the UFC. It was an interesting day.
Here's the question. Which one were you more interested in at the same like when they were both walking out at the same time, who are you more interested
in? I'm an internet kid, so yeah. I wanted to see Jake Paul, and I was behind Jake Paul. I wanted Jake Paul to win because I want to see how far this thing can go for him, because I think what he's doing, and a lot of people hate it, but you can't hate on capitalizing on the attention that you're generating. And that's what he's doing. He's not going out there. He's not going to fight for the WBO belt. He's not trying to do that in boxing. He is trying to maximize his brand. And by calling out people in the UFC, or people that don't have a great boxing record that are still buying into what? They're like, I can fuck you up. But then he just knocks out Ben Askren. And people were saying it was rigged. That was one of the trending topics on Twitter, that it was rigged. But Ben Askren, he said it on Dave Portnoy's show, funnily enough. I was listening to that on the way in this morning. Ben Askren is trained to leave his hands down, and that overhand right that Jake hit him with,
he goes under and takes
out a wrestle. He's done that for the last 10 years, so he's conditioned to do that. 11 weeks of boxing training is not going to take that out of you. Yeah, he probably should have done better and like just keep your guard up a little bit and don't drop your hands. But look, I thought it was a – I think there's a two-part question to this. So there's Triller, that's the promoter, that's Triller Fight Club is what they're doing. They've paid an Australian boxer, George Kambosos, a lot of money to fight on the next card against Teofimo Lopez. He's there, he's talking his shit. He understands, like, he probably thinks Jake Paul's a fuckwit, but he understands that this is the attention that you need to capitalize on this, because this is – more money, more Instagram followers. Like, that's how life works at the moment. If you don't like it, then
I think like obviously the purists and people that actually really enjoy boxing, like, I'm not one of those people, but I do respect everything, and I do feel sorry for those guys that have trained their whole life and like can't, like, who's your little mate that comes
Danilo.
Like they struggle to get fights and they get paid for, like, I do sympathize for those dudes, but off the back of it, it's like, it's kind of like boxing's own fault, you know what I mean? They need a kind of like a Dana White where there's only like certain amount of bouts. There's too many fucking bouts, and like they get to pick their fights. And I know when the fights are big, they're big, but when are they? Where you look at someone like the UFC, they're doing fights. You guys talked about it. There's a fucking mad fight on every week now. So I feel like you need someone to really control that, and then you can monetize off the back of that, and then everyone gets more money. But I think this is just going to be the way forward now.
I agree. Well, let's put it like this. So Jake Paul, and Ben Askren confirmed this morning. So yeah, Jake Paul can post on his Instagram. But I think we can all agree that Ben Askren is quite a credible, nice, humble person on the internet. Like there's no – you can't really –
Yeah, I didn't know who he was, and I watched him on Logan Paul sing, and I was like, fuck, this guy's cool.
Yeah, he's a mad crypto head. He's like real humble. He understands mindset and training. Like the reason he comes out and he says, the one reason that I wouldn't take this fight in my head was that I would get embarrassed. But that's not a reason not to take a fight. You got to take risks. You got to do it. And of course, he got embarrassed. But he's strong enough mentally to be like, yeah, whatever. Like,
what about numbers?
So numbers wise, so that's where I was going with that. Ben Askren, Jake Paul, both have come out and said it did 1.5 million pay-per-view buys. That equates to the 12th largest pay-per-view combat sports event of all time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, do you know what? Like, as a like. We're very minor in terms of internet types of personalities, but like I look at that and I respect that. I think that's great marketing. I think that's great business. You're going to piss some people off, but success always does.
Yeah. And the event itself, I think from that, so that generated what, $75 million in revenue?
Yeah.
This event had Pete Davidson, Diplo, Snoop, Bieber, Doja Cat, Saweetie. And it was like, it was kind of weird. Like a lot of people that are traditionally used to watching a boxing live event were like, there's too much entertainment. And even when I'm sitting there watching Saweetie, like she's like lip syncing her performance, dancing and whatnot, it doesn't like, it's not like, I'm not entertained by that. What didn't help, there was no crowd in the stadium. So if they're performing and it's like, they're documenting an actual live concert, I think that's sometimes cool to watch. But if you're just watching like something that you would see on Ellen or like a Jimmy Kimmel style performance, it doesn't get different.
I'd rather watch that without any disrespect to like all the junior, like when I go to watch like NRL, I'd rather watch someone perform and then like little kids run around. Like that sounds kind of sad, but
yeah.
Is that sad?
I don't know, but I look at it like,
okay. You know when you go to American sports and like before the game's fun and at the game's fun and then even when there's timeouts, there's kiss cat, like I think that's just a very American mentality.
Yeah. But then I know something that you want to talk about as well is like hyping up the younger boxers, like getting people on the card. And actually like one thing that Barstool Rough and Rowdy does is they're very good at matching people that are like, they'll match a plumber with an electrician and they just build hype
Battle
around
the
it
tradies.
Like that. Yeah. Or it'd be like brothers fighting or something weird like midgets fighting and they can like hype up. There was this really weird slap event. It's like Pete Davidson's like commentating with, oh, people are going to kill me for getting that guy's name wrong. Roasty put it on NRL Roast. I can't remember the guy's name. He's an older character. He could be from wrestling. Do you know who I'm talking about? Comments will let me know, but there was like this where they stand there and the guy just winds up and slaps you. And it was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Remember did you see it ages ago?
Yeah, did you see the one on House of Highlights today and you had to hold this handle? So me and you hold the left handle each and then we just go like that. I was like, fuck, this would be good content for League. Like who would be the best at it? I was like, oh, Latrell would be a gun because he'd just be going like that. Big rangy just going, boof. Fuck.
So yeah, there was that. Obviously, but I think-
So you're against the entertainment.
No, I'm not against it. I think it
I feel like you sound like you're against it.
I think there was too much. Well,
what's the right amount?
More fights and
how many fights were there?
It was like 3 or 4 maximum. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Over from 11 o'clock to like 3 in the afternoon to have like 3 fights. One of them was this like guy had like a 70-pound advantage over the other guy, which was weird. The second one, the guy took the absolute dive of doom. Punch missed him, and he acted like he got hit in the balls. You clearly see it. Barely brushed his gut and he got carried out on a stretcher. Yeah. So that was weird. And then like Oscar De La Hoya was like off his face talking shit on the commentary. It was a bit too much. Pete Davidson was like bagging Ben Askren and Jake Paul on the broadcast. It was funny, but it was kind of like, what's going on here? It was a bit too much.
But here's the thing. We're talking about it, aren't we?
We are talking about but so this event is run by Triller and this is something I wanted to throw at you. I haven't still downloaded Triller on my phone after off the back of all that entertainment. And you were about to say you don't even know what it is.
I thought that was just the name of the events company.
No. So Triller is like an app like TikTok. So, but no one's going, oh, I can't wait to use Triller this week. So I think it's a missed opportunity from them.
Yeah. They'd be making some bank off it as well, eh? But do they have call to actions on it as well? They're like, go download Triller.
No.
Yeah.
That's why I was so like, Trillo's like, and then like speaking of more people there, like the D'Amelio sisters, Addison Rae's there, Jack Harlow.
They're not
there.
Rocking up for free, are they?
Nah, no. But it's like there's so much people there, and it's like that's all coming out of that 75 mil cut, you know. So I think there's opportunities to have more better fights on the card, and I think that will come. Like the George Kambosos card, there's going to be probably more talented boxers on that card. Evander Holyfield is the co-main to that, so that's going to be more attention for George.
We've been super harsh on it right now, and it is a thing that's just turned over 75 million. But did you see that thing last week about UFC about 10 years ago?
No.
Oh, bro, I'll show you. Did you watch that? And it had like Joe Rogan talking. He's got a full set of, like, head of hair. Bro, I'll show you what UFC used to look like in the day. It's fucking abysmal. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're judging something off the back of three events.
Yeah, so true, which is true as well. And I think they will learn from it and they'll make the adjustments for the next one. But I think Triller, they've got their head in the right place, and I just don't think it was executed properly is the right thing to say.
7-8 mil, well, that seems like all right execution to me.
Yeah, I think a lot is coming out to the...
Hey, let's change our business model because Lukey doesn't like it down in Kellyville.
Yeah, shout out to Triller. Get me on the next card. Yeah. I'll smack Jake Paul next. Nah, to be honest... What can other boxers learn from this, in your opinion?
Yeah, obviously you need to have a vlogger. You need to be creating content. Who does it the best? Who's that young
Ryan kid? Garcia.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast. He does all that sort of stuff. He's on TikTok. He's collaborated all these different types of people. That's where you need to be. And I know, like, yes, it's just going to be that hard transition. It's kind of like when fall back on crypto, like something that's you've done your whole life and you try and move into this new sort of space. That's where boxing's at right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this is the new space where it's going to go to.
Yeah.
Like, it's either adapt or,
yeah,
right, get out of the way.
So I'd shout out two Australians that are doing it, that I think are doing it the best at the moment. I'll probably three, George. I think George is always putting out content. He's used Roman, our photographer, to do content with him from his gym. Second one is definitely going to
fuck, he's a good looking cunt too. Yeah. Like, got that slick back of doom.
Yeah. Second one, another Hills local, Ebony Bridges. She just fought on a Matchroom Boxing. She lost the world title.
Yeah.
But she gained like 100K followers. She's very pretty, got the fake tits, everything like that. So she's got that brand about her. So people would say, oh, she's going to get followers. But she plays into that and she uses that attention to drive to female boxing. She's got like Clarissa Shields, who a lot of people say is the female GOAT boxer, tweeting about her saying she's good for the game. Eddie Hearn is like one of the biggest promoters around. He's like, she's his new favorite pretty much. So she's killing it really well in like, she's on Twitter. She knew she was going to fight in the UK.
Yeah.
So like 6 months ago, she starts going, okay, someone tell me a Premier League team to follow. So she's out there. She's got the Leeds United jersey on. So she's
a Kelly chick.
Yeah, she's from out my way. Yeah.
Sick.
So she fought on one of Gal's undercards, would have been December 2018, I think.
It's a little bit off topic, but it's always like, I always think, imagine dating a female boxer, like you wouldn't be able to fuck up.
She's savage.
Like, oi, get home at 10 o'clock. You'd be like, yep. Like, she's roll through the front door, I pop.
Yeah. So I think she's killing it at the moment. And she fought 10 rounds, went to the decision.
What's her record at?
She'd be 5-1 now. So... Mm. Straight to the world title, but she earned that world title spot because she knew how to market herself.
Cool.
And like I was texting her like ages ago, like you should do TikTok, you should try and do all this, and she's like, yeah, cool, I'll look into it, blah blah blah. So shout out to Ebony Bridges.
Is that credit to you that she's so big now?
No credit to me whatsoever. Credit to her for being an absolute gun. Yeah. So
see, like there's two parts of this question. Like there's obviously the purists, the people that enjoy the aspect of the sport itself, and there's people like me that just enjoy like the marketing and everything in and around it. So it's just got to be that beautiful unison or something. Yeah. And like Jay Paul's going to be a better fighter in 5 years' time, and Logan Paul's going to be a better fighter. Yeah. And whoever the next YouTuber is that's 15 years old, that's going to be the next guy that blow up. Yep. He might just start, instead of going to fucking yoga classes, he starts going to boxing classes. Yep. So it's just going to get better and better. And I think it's going to be huge. Like, yep. It's already huge.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Second guy in Australia, just because I said there'd be two, Benny Mahoney boxing. So he was up training Todd Carney for his fight. So dabbling in that. He knocked someone's chin out on Fox Boxing. I think not last fight, his fight before. He podcasts, he's an Australian guy.
Sick.
Mitch Orville, you know that kind of, you know, Chloe Zepp, the creators there? No, so guys down in Melbourne. He's training, he's been rocking, hanging out with Tim Hanley. So
was he the guy that used to be the Angry Dad son?
That Angry Dad son is another guy that he's been linking up with. So he's understanding like the little subculture of Australian influences, for lack of a better term. And leveraging off it and using that to help build his brand. He's got someone like Mitch Orville, who I think he's got a couple hundred, maybe even close, maybe it's his missus with her, close to a million, I'm not sure. But
City Kickboxing should hire a full-time vlogger.
I think they do, have Jackson. Do you have a mic?
They do now. So they've got, well, Izzy's always had his dude.
Yeah.
That he's been following him around basically since before he went in the UFC. So he's doing like full doco styles.
Sick.
I don't know when he's going to release that.
Shout out to stayhydrated.mp4 that follows us. He is the guy that's editing all Izzy's content right now. He's a gun. Gun.
City Kickboxing's got, like, Eugene's an older head that gets that. So he's a, like, to your point, he's a purist. Like, Eugene's like a purist of the game, but recognizes the way that attention is going.
So Eugene's a GA.
He's got his vloggers in the gym. Like, Kai's obviously massive on the content. Shane Young's massive on the content.
See,
and it doesn't come naturally to them, but they're all... they're all into it, you know?
Oh, it comes naturally to Izzy. He's charismatic as fuck. Do you see Izzy done that fake shape?
I did see the fake shape, yeah. I saw a lot of people commenting the fake shape as well.
But that was cool. Like, what's DC's one? The
DC is called Inside. No.
DC did the same sort of thing as Kobe, whatever that was, you know.
Fuck, that was sick.
It's like a segment on ESPN that he does, and it's fucking mad. I love DC.
Actually, that's not the fake shape, as if you're watching this. Fucking beauty get question mark kicked in the head. he shared one of my tweets, so we're boys now.
Yeah. Cool. Next part. So does anything to add on the boxing?
You guys are more. I just really like the marketing side.
I think
of it,
Jake Paul fights Tyron Woodley next, who is boys with Ben Askren.
Does that Logan Paul and Mayweather fight happen?
I believe so. It does. Last I read, it's been picked up by
Shook. Is Logan a chance now? Because there's a massive size difference, eh?
They are massive. And I think Floyd, it's the same exact thing. It's like...
You fall into the hype.
You go, is he got a puncher's chance? And hearing Logan talk about it, he just wants to be nice. And like, he's like very grateful for the opportunity that he's even afforded himself to step in a ring with a guy like Floyd Mayweather.
He'll get smoked.
He would? Okay, cool.
But we're prisoners of the moment. This is the whole thing with the attention. The fact that we're even going, is he a chance?
That's enough.
That's pay-per-view buys. So
yeah, that's a couple enough. Mil. Tens of mil.
I'm buying it. Like,
I'll buy the shit out of it. Yeah.
For sure. So apparently Showtime picked it up because you know how Floyd's always been big on Showtime with those lead-in. Floyd was like the OG creator in that sense where he used to do those fight videos. Yeah.
Far, they're the best.
So good.
That guy's voice, elite, that narrator's.
Yeah.
Far.
Yeah, so I think, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley next. They were talking shit in the change room before the fight because Tyron was part of Ben's camp. Tyron's got hands.
Who's that? Who's the kid that got the toilet paper thrown at him?
Dylan Danis. I just don't think it does anything for Jake Paul to fight Dylan Danis because Dylan Danis is just a jiu-jitsu kid that's had two fights in Bellator, which were both hectic submissions.
But he's elite. He's elite jiu-jitsu, eh?
Elite jiu-jitsu. He's got jiu-jitsu beef. Like with another guy, I can't remember who's calling him out to do a jiu-jitsu fight with him. I just don't think it does anything for Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul, off the back of the Ben Askren fight, superseded because Dylan Danis had his opportunity. Yes, he had his knee problems and he couldn't fight him because of that. He was first pick, so they went Ben Askren, who's very similar in that sense.
So they're the same guy, but just a little bit cooler.
Yeah, Dylan obviously has got that young swag and Dylan's got that... linked to Conor. So that's what Jake's play is eventually to try and fight Conor McGregor. And if Conor beats Dustin Poirier off the back of the numbers that I just said, sounds ridiculous. It is the biggest money fight for Conor McGregor to fight Jake Paul.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Not against it.
Not against it either. So another one. You tune in to buy it because of the what if factor.
Yeah.
That is the last topic on the very influencer based today, BitClout. I brought that up in the office. I think they talked about it on Impulsive about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then you brought it up again yesterday. It's this new...
You took my head off.
Yeah. Because you're like, I've discovered this thing. I was like, hang on a second. I saw
So what is BitClout?
BitClout is like a... So it's going back to the crypto chat. It's like you can buy into your creator's coin and it's sort of riding on how well they're doing in life. So if you bought like Jake Paul, like... last week, it's probably going to be higher than it was last week.
So basically what it is, every influencer has a chance to create their own coin. I could have the Ice coin. We could have the YKTR coin, which I am going to do build both of them because I just want to dabble in that space. And you can buy with Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's built on top of a blockchain as well. So say if like YKTR takes off and you bought it at like $50 and now it's worth $150, you can actually sell that out and make money off it. So it's like... You think the boxing is getting weird? The world's just getting weirder with it. You know what yeah. I mean? The whole world's just getting weird. And if you don't adapt and you don't like, people hear that and go, oh, Ice, why the fuck do you need a coin? Or why KTR need a coin? Like, you can make money. You can make money off our creativity. You can look at our content and go, oh, fuck, these boys are going to kill it in 10 years' time. Let me invest into them now. Mm. And you get kickbacks, and the creators get kickbacks off the back of it as well. So you can fluctuate from 10% all the way up to 100%.
But if you're set at 100%, you're not going to get many people buy your coin because it's not worth that much. So you set it like as low.
Yeah, you go 10. You go 10. That's the sort of stock one. But it's an interesting spot. And obviously Jake Paul is probably the best example of it right now. But yeah, like this is a new thing that we're sort of looking at.
Yeah, so your boy Naval's on there, I believe. So when I checked it this morning, he's not verified, which means he hasn't. So to get verified on there, you need to tweet out a link and that gives you the blue tick on the profile, and that gives you access the value that's behind it. There's a lot of money that's thrown around. I listened to a podcast this morning that when it came out about probably a month ago, he did a podcast reviewing it the next day. Something like 148 million US went straight into it, like people buying coins. So yeah. You can't like, you can buy like artists, you can buy, there's rumors that Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager, Scooter Braun, he's just everywhere in that world. So pretty much you go in, you buy your creator's coin, and then it's just like the stock market of culture.
I think good things about these types of episodes, it shines light on these types of things that you necessarily wouldn't get talking about within a normal work environment. And it's not like we're trying to tell you guys what to do. It's just like, this is the things we're interested in at. And like, we're like thinking like, oh shit, how can we turn this into business, or how can we turn this into content? And it's just, we just want to talk about it early, because when we do move into it, we can always point back and go, this is what we were talking about at the time. And look, hey, we done it. So we fucked up.
Yeah, you can go buy the Lukey coin if you want it. Jackson's all in.
Can you price your own, do you price your own coin?
No, so I was reading that. So there's like a formula that goes into how it's doing. And then it's based on just supply and demand. So if like heaps of people are buying your coin, then it increases in value.
Oh, let's make a YKTR coin today if we've got some time.
I don't know if you can do YKTR. It has
No, you can do Founder. So you know Founder, that online.
Okay.
So I think you can do coins like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, you can definitely log in and create an Isaac coin. That's for sure. Because I know this one is definitely specific to creator, like humanizing it, not like you couldn't do like a Barstool coin through this.
That's sure.
I could double check, but yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone I've seen on here so far is an individual. So you could buy like a Kid Leroy coin, or you could buy like a Bieber.
Has he got one?
Yeah. Oh, he's not verified yet though. So the only thing that I could find negative on this is because it's using somebody's IP. I think they've had a few lawsuits thrown back at them saying, I never gave you permission to do this.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works out, because people are throwing money at this platform, and let's say you don't approve of your coin, all that means is you're not cashing out on money that's there for you. So I don't see it as really a downside to being on there. And if you're just going to get your 10% royalty of everything that goes up, but what goes up goes down, I don't know. We'll see. But it's an interesting concept, and it's sort of the first one that's coming out that's like really built off the back of attention in influencer and content culture, which is a world that I spend too much time looking at.
obviously. That's us.
That's us. Jake Paul, if you want to fight, just comment below.
You don't like Triller, remember?
Nah, I'll fight you on TikTok. There's actually a TikTok fight card, TikTokers versus YouTube. So these influencer fights are going nowhere. Obviously, Timmy Hanley's fighting next week down in Melbourne. Mm. So is this, think of it as entertainment. Don't think of it as pure boxing. Think of it as like, you want to see these two people in a ring throwing punches at each other.
Just not too many music artists in between.
Not too many. Just want to see punches.
All right, Trello, I hope you're listening. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Appreciate you guys. Later. Yeah.